Coming up this Saturday, November 4th, Owassa is holding an open house at their Jones Ferry Road complex, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. rain or shine. Everyone's invited out to it. It's to help Owassa celebrate their 40th anniversary of being in business. A lot of cool activities and stuff going on. And we are joined now by Ed Kerwin of Owassa here in the studio. How are you?
Greetings. Thanks for having
me. And happy anniversary, 40 years.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
So we were talking about this before, but before we get to the open house, the origins of Owassa go back to 1977. Yeah, God, that's getting close to my birthday. I'm closing in. Yeah, right. Tell us about what the system was before Owassa.
Right. So before Owassa began operation in 1977, the water and wastewater system for Chapel Hill and Carrboro were separately owned and operated by both towns and the university. The university was perhaps the largest player in the water and wastewater system for the community. But as the towns grew and the university decided to get out of the water and sewer business, the two governments and the university agreed that Owassa would be formed. And again, we began operation in February 1977. And this Saturday, it's not so much a celebration of our anniversary, but a really cool opportunity to engage with the community, to have them over to our complex in Carrboro, to meet our staff, to learn more about the services we provide, and perhaps most importantly, to listen for feedback from our customers and communities about how we're doing and what we can do even better.
And I know if you're listening out there and you're like me, you drive on Jones Ferry Road all the time, you drive right by that Owassa plant, you never get a chance to actually go in and see what goes on in there, and this is the rare opportunity to do that, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to offer guided tours. They'll be somewhat brief, 20, mm-hmm. 30 minutes in smaller groups. And we really do look forward to showing off the facility, the important services it provides the community around the clock, and have people know a lot more when they turn the tap or even flush the toilet, what happens on each end of the pipe that's so critically important for our community.
Yeah, this is one of those things, and again, something that we were talking about before, that any public utility or town department or anything like that, Owassa certainly one, you're one of those where you don't want people to notice that you're there, right?
You want people
to be able to turn the tap on, flush the toilet, and not have to think or worry about it, but it is really cool to know what goes on behind the tap, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we have one of the things we're going to do is touch a truck, and we know mm-hmm. that's always really cool for emergency services vehicles, fire trucks, and the like. Well, Owassa has some pretty cool vehicles, too. That's an important part of operating and maintaining the drinking water system, the wastewater collection system. And it's also an opportunity not only to have those kids learn more about our equipment, but know that this is an important field of study, maybe as they are in school and trying to figure out what they might want to do in the future. So it's also an opportunity to pitch our industry as a good place to develop a career, because what we do is so critically important for the community.
Yeah, awesome. Speaking with Ed Kerwin again with Owassa, and if you're listening out there, everyone is invited out to this. It's this Saturday, the 4th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Rain or shine, but the weather at least now is supposed to be nice on Saturday, so shouldn't have any issues with that, and a lot of like indoor tubers and things like that. So there's a lot to see and do inside and out. So what exactly will the entire open house entail? We've got tours, we've got touch a truck where you can tour some of Owassa's vehicles. What else?
Yeah, so we'll have staff. We'll have different stations there, depending on if you're interested in drinking water, where does it come from, how is it protected, what do we do to make sure it's safe. We'll have folks to talk about that, including how we protect our watersheds. On the wastewater side of the business, we'll also have folks there. We have some videos to show about how the wastewater plant operates. That's at a different location, so we won't have tours, but we'll have a really cool video that explains how that process works, and again, the opportunity to interact with our staff to ask questions, to have those questions answered, and again, to really be alert for people's questions and feedback and how we can do even a better job. We know we're a monopoly. If you mm-hmm. want water and sewer in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, we're the
this
only game
it.
In town,
yeah,
so
yeah.
to speak, but we want to provide our services so well that if customers had free choice, they'd always pick us.
So what are some of the questions that you're sort of reaching out to people and wanting to get feedback on?
How are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
50 cents of every dollar we collect from customers, we reinvest in our infrastructure. And we know At times, that means like our current project on Hillsborough Street. I know that's created a lot of inconvenience for people that travel that road or live in that area. But the improvement we're making, and you know, the pipes that go in the ground today should last 100 years or more. So the services it provides, of course, is really essential. So the inconvenience, you know, we work and do our best to make it temporary, but the improvement it provides is a very long-lasting and important improvement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we welcome feedback about how we do in the community. We also, you know, maintain the wastewater collection system. A lot of people's backyards, there's a sewer pipe, and we maintain that easement, and we welcome feedback about how we do in people's backyards when we're doing essential maintenance on our wastewater collection system as well. And of course, any questions about our rates, our fees, our charges, our customer service, our bill, just any and everything that people want to talk to us about, we're ready to go.
Sounds good. Speaking with Ed Kerwin again, this open house marking Owosso's 40th anniversary and change, right? Because it was February of 77, right? Open house at the Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant, 400 Jones Ferry Road in Carrboro, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. And lest you think it's all educational stuff, live music, food trucks going to be there, caricature artists. So a lot of fun activities, games for kids, family friendly, plus the tours, plus touch a truck, these cool refillable water bottles, which we haven't mentioned yet, but I'm holding one. It's like these really nice plastic Nalgene bottles that are being given away.
Yeah, we do have some giveaways while supplies last, some conservation devices, but we have refillable water bottles. Mm-hmm. We have several hundred that we'll give away to per family as long as the supplies last, but yeah, we sure hope people turn out. You know, anytime our lakes aren't full, we don't mind seeing it rain, but we don't mind a dry day this Saturday
morning.
On
a day like this,
and the weather temperatures look like it'll be good, and it looks like the rain will hold off. So we're really looking for a big turnout and a lot of fun this Saturday morning.
And for those of you who are like, oh man, wastewater and water treatment and all of this, I don't know. Like, you and I were having a conversation before we started on the air, and you've got this map of Owosso's sort of service district, and there's a lot that enters into just looking at this map with the red line around Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Where is the rural buffer? What does it do? Where does it go? What is this area over here that gets covered by Owosso that's completely removed from Chapel Hill and Carrboro? Because there's a couple of those. Where does the water come from? How full are the lakes? Like, so many questions that are the answers and the stories behind them are really fascinating. So how full are the lakes? We haven't gotten a lot of rain
recently.
Yeah,
so our capacity in the Cane Creek Reservoir and University Lakes about 72% full, which is fairly normal for this time of year. So even though our area has been abnormally dry the last couple months, and you never know when you're about to enter your most severe drought ever. So we really appreciate people always using our resources wisely, using drinking water wisely. But at 70% full this time of year, that's not unusual, because during the summer and fall, the reservoirs do draw down. Then in over the winter and early spring, you count on them refilling. Yeah.
And we actually do a good job, right, of using
our... Oh, fantastic job.
Yeah, like compared to the early 90s, right? The statistics on what goes into the landfills versus what gets recycled, you look at the early 90s versus today, and it's a really big improvement in Orange County, and the same with water, too, right?
Yeah, we're selling the same amount of water today as we sold 20 years ago. Even though
for the population, that's like doubled, right? Or thereabouts.
Well, maybe not quite that much, but, you know, significant growth. And all the classes of customers are using water more wisely. And since 2009, the university's been using reclaimed water instead of drinking water at their chiller plants, irrigating ball fields, and some of the newer buildings. It's being used to flush toilets. 10% of the community's total water supply is now met with reclaimed water, thanks to our partnership with the university.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Ed Kerwin, open house Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine. Everyone's invited. Weather's going to be good on Saturday morning, so come on out to Owosso's building at 400 Jones Ferry Road in Carrboro. 40th anniversary open house, tours, touch a truck, free water bottles, music, food trucks, and a whole lot more. Ed, where can people go to get more information about the open house or about Owosso in general?
Yep, to our website, owasa.org, or give us a call, 919-968-4421.
Sounds good. Ed Kerwin, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.